Weston's had a thriving community. Those, we were in everything, you know what I mean? If something was happening, Weston's were involved in it. They had their own welfare, you know, we had a welfare committee, and you used to, every year, we weren't allowed to make a profit, so everyone paid 50p, every employee, and at the end of the year, you had to, like, this money, because we couldn't make a profit, we had to go and give it to somebody. I remember we went and bought special seats for, you know, autistic children with special learning difficulties, people who were ill, we gave money to individuals, you know, we really went around the community and did our bit with that money, and I was involved in that. It was a wonderful time, and unfortunately the welfare committee wrapped up just as I left. You know, legal technicalities with it now of what you could do with that money and how you spent it, and how you had the tax issues with it and all that made it impossible for us to do it. But in those days everyone paid in, and you know, if somebody had a week's off sick, you know, and you had a family, you know, you didn't get paid, so he could come to the welfare and we'd say, yeah, here's 20 quid, you know, and that helped them through the, and if they had a real serious illness, you know, you could give them £100, that lasted them for, you know, 6 months, you know, it was great, really. And but of course, as time went on, you know, when we fought for better conditions and we got this, rid of those two sets of toilets and we got staff conditions and there was only one set of toilets, we then got the right to get paid if you were sick, you know. So when you were ill, you got paid as well. So everyone else in the factory was on those terms, so why shouldn't we be? And then we got our pension scheme in 76, you know, fought for by the union, and so fantastic, yeah. There's some sad times, but most of the sad times were about sort of redundancies, you know, when you saw people going, that was the saddest time.